This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Dozens of people are feared dead in Ukraine after Russia bombed a school sheltering Ukrainians in the Donbas region. AP correspondent Naomi Shannon reports.
As Russia's Victory Day draws closer, so do their troops. Moscow's offensive has pushed forward with attacks on eastern and southern Ukraine. In the Luhansk region of Donbas, emergency crews found two bodies and rescued 30 people after a school caught fire in the bombing. The governor believes all 60 remaining who are under the rubble are now dead. In the southern port city of Mariupol, all women, children, and older civilians who were sheltering at a steel mill were safely evacuated by the UN. But while Ukrainian troops refused to surrender, hundreds are said to be wounded. I'm Naomi Shannon.
The United States and other leading economies in the group of seven nations on Sunday agreed to ban or phase out the purchase of Russian oil, directly targeting a major source of income from Moscow to pay for its 10-week so far invasion of Ukraine. The G7 leaders from Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, and the United States held a virtual meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Afterward, they said that the new measures will hit hard at the main artery of Russian President Vladimir Putin's economy and deny him the revenue he needs to fund his war. The U.S. has already ended its purchase of Russian oil, while the 27-nation European Union, which gets about a quarter of its crude oil imports from Russia, has also announced plans to do so. It is still in talks on how exactly to end its reliance on Moscow's oil. The United States has also said it will ban Americans from providing financial services to Russian companies to keep elites from building wealth. This is VOA News. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau paid a surprise visit to the Ukrainian capital on Sunday. Trudeau met in Kyiv with Ukrainian President Zelensky. He toured bombed-out streets and pledged Canada's enduring support for Ukraine. The Canadian Prime Minister also reopened the Canadian embassy in Kyiv. He welcomed the Canadian ambassador back to the city. Trudeau visited the city of Irpin on the outskirts of Kyiv, which was the scene of some of the heaviest fighting in March, as Russian forces attempted to storm the capital. At a news conference with President Zelensky, Trudeau praised Ukraine's president for his leadership and the courage of Ukrainians in defending their country, including those in Irpin. The United Kingdom and the Irish governments have urged rival parties in Northern Ireland to come together to resurrect its power-sharing government after Irish nationalist party Sinn Féin scored a historic victory in local elections to become the biggest party in Northern Ireland's assembly. It's not clear whether Sinn Féin will lead a new government because of Northern Ireland's delicate power-sharing politics and ongoing tussles over the legacy of Britain's exit from the European Union. Irish Prime Minister Michael Martin said it's now incumbent on all political parties and elected representatives to deliver on their mandate. In London, Northern Ireland Secretary Brendan Lewis said he will meet with party leaders on Monday to discuss how to reestablish a functioning government. Raiders in the Democratic Republic of Congo have killed at least 35 people, including a baby, in an attack on a gold mine in Ituri in the strife-torn northeast of the DRC. This according to local sources on Sunday. One local official said the Kodeko militia had carried out the attack on the gold mine. The official said 29 bodies had been retrieved from the Camp Blanquette gold mine, while another six burned bodies had been found at the site. He said among the dead was a four-month-old baby. At least 44 migrants drowned off the coast of Morocco on Sunday when their boat capsized off the coast of the Western Sahara, according to migrant aid agency Caminando Fronteras. 12 other people survived that tragedy. A spokeswoman for the group told reporters that the bodies of seven victims were brought back to shore, but the others could not be retrieved. There was no immediate confirmation from the authorities in Morocco. Morocco sees the disputed Western Sahara as an integral part of the Northern African Kingdom. And recapping one of our top stories this hour, the United States and other leading economies in the group of seven nations on Sunday agreed to ban or phase out the purchase of Russian oil. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.